Now, here on Solaria, for the first time, the apex of the pyramid stands alone. In the place of the dispossessed are the robots. We have the first new society, the first really new one, the first great social invention since the farmers of Sumeria and Egypt invented cities. He sat back now, smiling. Bailey nodded. Have you published this?
I may, said Quemot, with an affectation of carelessness.
Someday. I haven't yet. This is my third contribution.
Were the other two as broad as this?
They weren't in sociology. I have been a sculptor in my time. The work you see about you, he indicated the statuary, is my own. And I have been a composer, too. But I am getting older, and Rykaine Delmar always argued strongly in favor of the applied arts rather than the fine arts, and I decided to go into sociology.
Bailey said, That sounds as though Delmar was a good friend of yours.
We knew one another. At my time in life, one knows all adult Solarians, but there is no reason not to agree that Rykaine Delmar and I were well acquainted.
What sort of man was Delmar?
Strangely enough, the name of the man brought up the picture of Gladiah in Bailey's mind, and he was plagued with a sudden, sharp recall of her, as he had last seen her, furious, her face distorted with anger at him. Quemot looked a bit thoughtful. He was a worthy man, devoted to Solaria and to its way of life.
An idealist, in other words.
Oh, yes, definitely. You could see that in the fact that he volunteered for his job as fetal engineer. It was an applied art, you see, and I told you his feelings about that.
Was volunteering unusual?
Wouldn't you say? But I forget, you're an Earthman. Yes, it is unusual. It's one of those jobs that must be done, yet finds no voluntary takers. Ordinarily, someone must be assigned to it for a period of so many years, and it isn't pleasant to be the one chosen. Delmar volunteered, and for life. He felt the position was too important to be left to reluctant draftees, and he persuaded me into that opinion, too. Yet I certainly would never have volunteered. I couldn't possibly make the personal sacrifice. And it was more of a sacrifice for him, since he was almost a fanatic in personal hygiene.
I'm still not certain I understand the nature of his job.
Quemot's old cheeks flushed gently. Hadn't you better discuss that with his assistant?
Bailey said, I would certainly have done so by now, sir, if anyone had seen fit to tell me before this moment that he had an assistant.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, said Quemot. But the existence of the assistant is another measure of his social responsibility. No previous occupant of the post provided for one. Delmar, however, felt it necessary to find a suitable youngster and conduct the necessary training himself, so as to leave a professional heir behind when the time came for him to retire or